Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If you have just joined us, you are listening to Radio Islam International and you are listening to the program Family Health Matters. I am your host, Sister Zeenat. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Well, alhamdulillah, we are halfway through the week already. And over the past few weeks, I have noticed that feeling tired all the time is becoming one of our most common ailments. Wherever you go, everybody's complaining about how tired they are. And it can be most frustrating as well. Even if you live in a fairly sensible, or rather even if you live a fairly sensible lifestyle and you don't have any serious health problems, you may still find yourself weighed down with constant fatigue. And it's not even we're only in the beginning of summer, really. So can you imagine what it would be like, in December and January? Alhamdulillah. Well, today I have with me in the studio Sister Zahira, who is a Pilates instructor. She would like to introduce to us the Pilates approach to exercise, which is very unique and different to what you have ever experienced before. It is not only a series of exercises, this is what I understand from it. It is a pathway to healthier and happier living, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallahu khair, Zaida, for joining us this afternoon.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, and this Pilates that we're going to be talking, is it true that it is only a series of exercises and, of course, it's a pathway to healthier and happier living? And I think that is something that everybody strives for.
Definitely, we all want to lead a healthier life. We all want to lead a life free of pain, free of issues. We want our bodies to function efficiently. And alhamdulillah, Pilates offers you all of this. Mm-hmm. It offers you great strength within your body, and it also connects your mind to your body. So that's the great thing about Pilates. It works from the inside out.
Alhamdulillah. So we're going to be finding out more about that in a little while. A reminder to our listeners that our lines are open throughout the program. You can share with us your thoughts and your experience having done Pilates. I'm sure there's many people out there that have actually been doing this for a long time that may have just started doing it. If you have, then please share with us your experience and your thoughts about it. And you can also call in with any of your questions or concerns. I'm sure Sister Zaida would be able to help you or answer or give you some advices with regards to Pilates, inshallah. Well, let's get back and let's start off with this. Sister Zaida, what exactly is Pilates? I'm sure many of the ladies out there that don't know what it is would like to know what it is. And from what I've understood and from what we're talking about, it's some kind of exercise. Is it any kind of exercises like the strengthening exercises that we normally do, or those cardio exercises rather that it's called?
You know, Apadina, I think Pilates is just a new, it's been around for ages, but I think within our community it's something new. A lot of people ask me that question. It's actually an exercise program that was created by a German man, Joseph Pilates. He used a specific technique to rehabilitate soldiers in World War I. But his results were astounding, that he took this rehabilitation process that he learned, and he opened up a studio in New York where he rehabilitated dancers and ballet dancers, and he had a whole lot of celebrities, and this is how Pilates grew. He has six principles which he based his Pilates on. It's breathing, control, concentration, centering, precision, flow, and efficiency. What Pilates does, it teaches your body to move the way it was supposed to. I suppose before we were so used to sitting behind desks, sitting behind computers. So it actually creates a perfect working body from the inside out. So exercises in Pilates are designed to strengthen your entire body. Every single muscle within a Pilates class gets worked. It increases your flexibility. And the major part why Pilates is so sought after is because it works with your posture. It straightens you up. It aligns your spine. And it creates a body, it lets you have like body awareness. because now you're able to realize your core, how strong your core can get, and how you're not your limbs are not dependent on to function. Your limbs to function are not dependent on the rest of your body. So everything moves individually. An example I normally give my classes is that of a big jar. If you take a heavy, heavy jar, and to support this jar, you have to hold it under and hold it on top. Mm. That's your body. The area between your shoulders and your pelvis is known as your core. If your core is not strong, your neck muscles, your shoulder muscles, everything works double time. To pull your body up, it's literally holding you up because there is no core present at all. There's pressure on your legs, which in turn increases the pressure on your knee, on your ankles, on your hips. So what Pilates does, it creates a really strong middle section, so you no longer need your shoulders to work double time. You don't need your knees to work double time. They function, their function, they have a specific function, and that's what they do. It's not to hold up your body. Your core area is what holds up your body. That's why in Pilates you always hear the term powerhouse. The term powerhouse means the power area of your body. So strengthen your core, it sorts out your backache, it sorts out neck pain, it alleviates shoulder pains. Also, there's a whole body awareness in Pilates. It's the breathing, the intake of oxygen, the flow within your body. All of this results in a stronger body. So it's not only, and also your mind. If you come to one of my classes, there is so much of instruction. For 1 hour, I speak constantly. So it's you can't zone out and just do repetition of exercises. You've actually got to pay attention. It's equivalent to, I would say, like a Sudoku puzzle. That's how much your mind works during that class. There's lots of movements across the body, circles. You are working constantly, but your mind is the part that's working. It's controlling every single part of your body. So even if you look at a person who has done Pilates for a while, you'll actually feel like as though their limbs are detached from their body. And that's what happens. You're able to control specific parts of your body. So they're not dependent on each other. You don't compensate. It balances you out.
Alhamdulillah. This is wonderful. So basically what you are saying is that it's not only the exercises that you're going to be doing. It's not only, the movements of your arms and the movements of your muscles and, you know, all of that. Your mind is also exercised all the time.
Definitely.
And for your mind to exercise, your mind exercises, alhamdulillah, and in that way, the rest of the body then follows.
That was Joseph Pilates' philosophy. He had this philosophy. He says that you cannot develop your physical condition without simultaneously developing your mind, which makes sense. Our mind controls everything within us. So it's not just jumping around or moving around. It's controlled, precise movements. And the better you get, the more your range will increase, the more you'll be able to lift your leg higher, to reduce whatever exercise that I'm telling you to do, you'll be able to do it with more precision, with more control. And that's what we want. Mm-hmm. That's what makes us stronger.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned, your core, how important the core is for the rest of the body. And, now that you're talking about it, if you really think about it, it is. Because what we do is, if all these muscles of us, the core muscles, like the whole core of your body is weak, you end up having so many other problems. Your legs are not functioning properly. You're suffering from backache. You're suffering from knee problems. You're suffering from leg problems. All because you are putting so much of pressure onto those parts that are not
Definitely.
Supposed to be having all that pressure.
That's another thing that a lot of the ladies complain about is your lower back problems. Lower back problems only result from a weak core. There's a particular muscle, it's called the transverse abdominis. Now this is the muscle that we as Pilates instructors, we try to target this muscle. It lies directly behind your spine. So basically it supports your spine. Now if your transverse, if your core, your six pack, if you imagine a six pack, your six pack is your muscles in front of you. You get your transverse abdominis muscles, which is right behind, and then you get your spine. So these transverse abdominis, if you make them strong, they're supporting your entire back. It eliminates your backache completely. You're able to stand up tall. I mean, we as young girls, we've grown up with hunched shoulders, trying to cover up ourselves, whether we're carrying backpacks on our back, our shoulders become rounded. It creates tension within your neck. I mean, you hear a lot of girls experiencing lower backaches, lower and headaches. Headaches is also a major issue that I find with some of my clients. And it all has to do with your core. Your core is the stabilizing part of your body. That's what stabilizes your whole body. Get a strong core, you sort it out.
All your lungs. Pains, I think all those unnecessary pains that we suffer from as we grow older, you know, you can prevent if you can already from the beginning start strengthening those muscles.
Definitely, definitely.
Okay, let's talk about some of the other benefits of Pilates. I know while we were discussing this, you may have mentioned quite a few already, but what are some of the real benefits of Pilates?
Well, Pilates focuses on strengthening and lengthening your muscles. Therefore, it gives you long, lean muscles, as opposed to other exercises which maybe bulk up your muscles. So this Pilates makes you nice and long. It doesn't bulk you up or make you look bigger or anything. It just improves the length. It's a great stress reliever. Breathing in Pilates is extremely, extremely important. Extremely. Those deep inhales that we take huge inhales, and we breathe literally every single breath out of our body. It's a forced breath that pushes, like, from your stomach, you take this breath out. So in the process, you're taking in added oxygen into your body. You're filling up your body full of these oxygens, and you're taking all your metabolic waste out of your body. Breathing is really important, and it's just, I don't know how many times Joseph Pilates, he had this vision that, well, the first thing we take in is our breath, and the last thing we let out is our breath. That's how important oxygen is. And we've heard about oxygen therapy. I think we're so busy in our lives, sometimes we even forget to breathe. We just, those deep breaths. And, you know, you realize actually after you do your routines and for that class, and how much more relaxed you are. How much more your body is able to function efficiently.
You know, just a minute there, while you're talking about breathing, it's so important, you know, for us as presenters, wanting to when we come in to do a program, we actually, we thought how to breathe. And we don't realize how important it is for us to breathe properly so that we can actually talk properly, so you don't get stuck halfway through a sentence. And it happens to us many times. It's because we forget to do our breathing exercises before we do come in and do a program, or come in and say something, or read the news, or for whatever reason. Even a thing like that, just to talk, you
simple.
Need to know how to breathe first.
Definitely. And another great benefit of Pilates is that it improves your digestive system, because everything's working, everything's flowing more. And I definitely believe in this one, that it definitely does boost your immune system. Alhamdulillah, you find, I haven't, from my own experience, I haven't really fallen sick. I haven't gotten the flu in years. And now that I think about it, it's definitely due to this extra breathing, extra oxygen, extra movement in your muscles. Definitely great, great benefits to your body. Another benefit that most of our women also suffer from is our pelvic region, our pelvic floor. As we get older, our pelvic floor actually weakens. Mm-hmm. What Pilates does is it makes your pelvic floor so much stronger, so much more stronger. The muscles that surround your bladder actually strengthen with Pilates. And another issue also that we have when we're growing older, as we age, is osteoporosis, bone density. Those things are also eliminated through Pilates. We use weights within our classes. And all that weight does is it adds to your bone density. Bone formation can only happen is if you pick up heavier objects, and that's what the weights do. So we need those sorts of trainings just to live a pain-free life. We want to age gracefully. We want to be able to do whatever we can for as long as we can to the best of our ability, and this is what Pilates offers you. Another thing that people always complain about is their posture. If you have a bad posture, it causes pain everywhere in your body. Just bad posture alignment. To be able to be just be seated and to sit up tall. Pilates grows the spaces in your vertebra with constant over the years. They actually, instead of diminishing, as with age, our spaces diminish. Pilates lengthens your vertebra. It actually increases the space, or it will eliminate any decrease that's supposed to be there in, with time. And I spoke about the mind-body connection. So that is another great benefit, because we need our minds to be active. We need our minds to be working. Our minds also need, like how we exercise, our minds need certain forms of exercise as well, so that they can be, so that we can function efficiently. And another benefit that I found, I mean, being as Muslims, we read Salah 5 times a day. Just the postures in Salah, lowering yourself down to the ground for a woman, sitting with your leg to the side, getting a little flexibility in the hip, opening up your arms, even to say Allahu Akbar. So if you have tight muscles, you won't be able to do all our movements that we're supposed to do in Salah. So for me, that's the first thing the ladies noticed. Zaira, I sat up in Salah. I wasn't hunched. I went lower to the ground. I could sit with my leg to the side. Small things that we take for granted, oh no, we can't do. Pilates actually increases the flexibility in your joints, so you're able to perform Salah properly, get the maximum benefit out of it.
Alhamdulillah. And you know what? One of the things that commonly happens with us as we grow older is that we can't go into sijda anymore. And we end up sitting on the chair and reading our Salah. And alhamdulillah, if this can help, mashallah, I think this is something we should be doing. And of course, Islam encourages us to do exercise. You know, we're supposed to exercise our bodies. We're not talking about going and, you know, doing all these fancy exercises that they have now with music and you name it. But the thing is, we need to exercise our bodies. If we can't do it at home, then obviously, if there's a place where you can go, where women are, when it's only for women, and you can go there, I'm sure, alhamdulillah, it will be of benefit to all of us.
Another thing is, if you exercise at home, somehow motivation-wise, you tend to do the same thing over and over again. Your body gets used to the repetition, and that's where it stays. In my class, we change routines all the time. So we work in different areas, adding different things in. So it's not like you work in the same muscle in the same way all the time. Your body adjusts very quickly. And being with a group of ladies, it's encouraging. When
Definitely.
One can do something a bit more, everyone's like, you're so happy for each other.
And what's great is the support that you get from each
Definitely.
Other.
Definitely. And that's what people do give you in your class. Everyone's happy that, today you can actually do this. And wow, look at her, she's moving to a level. And I mean, you need that encouragement.
And I think what is also great is if you do go for these classes, you may start off as a beginner. You may not be able to do, not even half, but you can just about do nothing at the when you just start off in a class like this. But as you go along and you see yourself, how you are progressing, I think that makes such a difference. And it's so inspiring then to want to go back and do more.
You know, up as soon as I've got the age of my classes, they range from like their 20s up to their 60s. And yes, the younger ladies, they might be stiff, but their bodies adjust very quickly. But when I look at my older ladies that have never exercised before in their lives, and literally they've said, Zaira, this is the first time we come in, and we come in to you to do this for the first time, and you see their improvement. From not being able to touch their toes, they're touching their toes, they're keeping up with the younger ladies, and that's what makes me, like, so happy. It's them. They are like I'm so proud of them, honestly, so proud that every single day, no excuses, they don't make excuses, they're there for every single class, they're there.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, so this, it's, if you just look at the benefits of what this can do for your body, I'm sure, many of us will think twice of sitting at home and not doing anything for ourselves. You know, you can do so much, but if you are healthier and you are more flexible, you can do even more.
It makes just normal day-to-day life easier. Mm-hmm. That's what Pilates does. It makes normal things that you would do easier, whether it be for you to pick up something from the floor, just to get up without having your knees ache, without having your back ache, just to be able to lift yourself up and carry on walking. That's a benefit, definitely.
You're talking about just lifting. I think even to walk at some stage, you know, when you're getting old, as you grow older and you have no form of exercise in your body, it even becomes difficult to walk. You know, take a few steps and you find, I can't do this. You become out of breath and that starts worrying you because now you think, oh, and I think that's when all the diseases start setting in.
Yeah, they say the thing is don't stop moving. Don't ever stop.
Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, many of us suffer from arthritis. And arthritis, no matter how severe, I think one of the things that you need to do is to keep moving all the time.
I think this is when we realize, it's when you're afflicted with something, then you realize, oh, you know, I should have maybe been a bit more active. But let's say now, whatever your health issues are, whatever stage you are at in your life, you must adopt some sort of exercise, some sort of routine in your life to build you up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we return, inshallah, we continue with our program. A reminder to our listeners, if you have any questions or concerns, please do feel free to contact us. The number to dial is 011-854-1548. You can also SMS or WhatsApp me on the number 082-84-92-786. And if perhaps you have started Pilates or you are doing Pilates, please do call in. Just share with us your experience. Tell us how you feel after starting or after doing it for some time, or you may just have started. Inshallah. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a few moments. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to Family Health Matters. I'm your host, Sister Zenith, and my guest today is Sister Zahira, who is a Pilates instructor here from Indonesia. And we're talking about her, about Pilates to her. It's a form of exercise, I understand, and it seems to be really something that's, you know, really good and worth trying out, inshallah. Now, with regards Pilates, we spoke about the benefits of it, but is it anything similar to yoga? You know, we've heard about yoga. Is it anything like it?
You know, I think most of us in our community know what yoga is. That's why Pilates was like a sort of a new thing for people. It definitely is very similar to yoga, but there's one very important significance between the two. Although Pilates and yoga, they both share that mind-body connection, they both build lean muscle and increase your flexibility, yoga is based on the idea of energy flow and has a very spiritual meditation sort of a link to it, whereas Pilates focuses mainly on conditioning your body. There is no spiritual component in Pilates, but there is a huge emphasis on your mind-body connection along with the breath work. So similar, but quite different. I think taking out the spiritual chanting, that's the major, major difference between yoga and Pilates.
So it isn't really the same?
Just you know, the principles are different, but some of the exercises do overlap. You'll find them maybe carrying different names, but we don't like chant, and I think that's a lot what yoga does. There's a lot of meditation and inner sort of a thing that Pilates just doesn't offer. We work mainly on conditioning your body.
Okay, now you did mention, you know, the type of people that can actually do Pilates, that's young and old alike. But what about people with injuries or perhaps people that have had surgery or things like that, for example, back surgery or perhaps knee replacement or hip replacement for that matter? Is Pilates, you know, encouraged for them? Can they do it?
Definitely. I think first you need to go to your doctor and you need to get maybe an okay from your doctor. It depends on, see, if you've just done whatever surgery you've done, you need rehabilitation. So the rehabilitation will come from your physiotherapist or your biokineticist, somebody to help you to rehabilitate you after your surgery. Where I come in is the maintenance. Once you are rehabilitated, to maintain mobility within your joints, I would help, whether it be a knee replacement, whether it would be with the artificial, because it's an artificial part that they're putting into your body. your body sort of before, let's imagine you before your knee replacement or before a hip replacement, your body has been compensating itself to eliminate the pain that you're feeling. So you maybe adjust, maybe lean to one side, adjusting yourself so you don't feel that pain anymore. After your surgery, yes, the pain is eliminated completely, but your body is still moving in the same way as though it's trying to eliminate pain. Your body doesn't know which another way to move. So what Pilates does, it sort of balances your muscles. It sort of balances you up, and it strengthens those ligaments and tendons and muscles that now join onto this artificial limb. So definitely for any sort of, especially hip and knee replacement, I would definitely suggest to maintain your flexibility, to maintain your strength afterwards. The Pilates method definitely can help.
Okay, we have a call online. Let's take our caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
How are you, sister?
Alhamdulillah, very well, thank you. Mm-hmm. I've been attending Zaida's classes for over the year now.
Uh-huh.
And I'm most pleased to say that it's made a most remarkable difference to me in terms of my overall well-being. In terms of breathing, that's made a phenomenal difference. I always knew how to exhale, but I never knew how to inhale. And I think that's what I was doing least of in my life, was inhaling. I didn't realize how much my body can actually stretch and move. I think we're too afraid to move our bodies, you know, and to stretch it. And it's relieved backache. It's relieved neck ache for me. So it just made a phenomenal difference to me and in my life.
Alhamdulillah.
I actually know my client very well. No, she has. She's come a long, long way, a long way. And, you know, when you look at your clients and you can see the strength and how strong they are, I always tell them, I said, your husbands will never be able to do what you guys do. That's how strong you guys have become. And that's why I'm so, I have to share this with people, because when you see people becoming better, people improving, you realize what, you're offering them just a different platform to live their lives.
Mm-hmm. And I think what's so important here is that you don't depend on medication, because that's what we always end up doing. When you're not feeling great, when you're feeling stiff and you have all these joint pains, what do? We run and we pop a pill. You know, that is something that we need to get rid of.
As you become healthier, as you incorporate exercise into your life, you sort of see food differently, you see things around you differently, and you want to be a healthier person. You don't want to put artificial things in your body. Whether even in normal food that you eat, that's where the healthiness comes about. Mm-hmm. So there's only goodness. I mean, whatever you put in your body is what your body will be. So if you're going to feed yourself with all bad stuff,
that's what it's going to be.
Yes.
Well, Jazakallah, I think our caller is off air already, but Jazakallah khair for that call. We certainly do appreciate it. I just wanted to ask her what made her start, you know, what inspired her to actually begin.
She's actually one of my really good friends. And, you know, when I've got a few ladies that have started with me from the time I've opened up my studio.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, not knowing what they were in for. And I suppose I'm sometimes hard on them, and I've taken them, pushed them basically to their limits. But alhamdulillah, Qasim, they have done so well. I'm telling you, I beam with pride when I look at my ladies.
Alhamdulillah. It's wonderful to know that you know, you're out there helping somebody, you know, gain so much.
You know, we've been doing Pilates maybe for they've been here for 2 years, but within the last month, I've introduced some of my advanced Pilates exercises. And when I see my ladies doing that, then I always tell them, I said, do you remember when you started? And, I mean, you're at an advanced, almost at an advanced level. And you realize, your journey that you've taken.
Mm.
It's only, when you remember where you started from, do you realize how much you've actually done within the 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay, another question that I'd like to ask you is with regards to weight, because I know many of us have that problem, weight problems, and does Pilates help with weight problems?
It definitely strengthens your body, it creates that lean muscle, so it makes you stronger, firmer. But weight is with anything, and as the saying goes, you can't outrun a bare diet. Diet, diet, diet. Plays an important role in your weight loss journey. Exercise is there to help you. It is there to help you with the calories, but it's what goes in that mouth. And for women also, you know, sometimes I think that, you know, you might say, oh, well, I'm eating healthy, but I'm still not losing the weight. I mean, we've also got to see our hormones. You know, there's so many other factors that do affect us. But it's a journey, and it doesn't happen in a month. It takes at least 3 months. 3 months for your body to start reaping the rewards of what you're putting it through. Even with Pilates, I always tell my ladies, don't expect to be doing things within the next week. It takes your body about 6 to 8 weeks, first of all, to realize what you are doing. It takes your bones longer to realize what you are trying to get it to do. So in everything, it takes time. Just healthy choices. There's no quick fixes in anything.
Definitely not. Now, CrossFit Pilates, what does that actually entail?
So it's normal Pilates, but I've incorporated a bit more of a cardio burst in my Pilates. I just found, especially with the younger ladies, they need something a bit more fast-paced, something that will help in aid to weight loss as well. And a bit of a sweat session. So we do high-impact exercises. At this moment in time, we're doing interval training. So we work flat out for about 40 seconds, we rest for 20 seconds, and we're working flat out again. Normal high-impact exercise that will get your heart rate pumping, like jumping jacks, which is not much of a Pilates exercise, or burpees. Not very much Pilates, but we need a bit of that to build up our cardiovascular. I mean, your heart is a muscle. It needs to be built and to be made stronger, and the only way you can do it is to get it to start pumping. So that's a bit of my cardio session in my Pilates.
Okay. How does Pilates actually transform your body?
Amazing transformation. Because of Pilates, we work with a balance in the body. So whatever you do to the right, we do to the left. So it balances you out so that you're less prone to, say, repetitive strains or chronic pains that you might have. It gives you an incredible amount of abdominal strength. Get your abs, get your core to be stronger. Everything else in your body functions more efficiently. It functions the way it's actually supposed to, so you're not placing strain on not one part of your body. It makes you stronger, and it builds those muscles, which adds also to weight loss. That's when it starts burning calories. The more muscle you have, the more calories you burn. It gives you loads of energy. So you'll find, like, just your normal day, you'll be doing loads of things within the day. You'll be able to accomplish loads of tasks with ease, things with ease, normal things that you would normally take for granted. You'll be able to just do them efficiently and effectively. What Pilates is meant to do, it's meant to make everything in your life a little easier. So whether you're a runner, a cyclist, an athlete, a professional athlete, and I must tell you this because not many people know about this, but the South African rugby team does Pilates. The swimming team does Pilates as part of their training routine. So anyone who's looking just to lead a healthier lifestyle, it's a complement to your existing routine, exercise routine. So even if you are a tennis player using their one side of their hand with the ball only hitting from one side, you need something to balance you out. So you're not lopsided. You don't stand lopsided. Pilates does that for you.
So it basically works on both sides of the body. Whatever you do to the one, you do to the other side as well.
You have to do
so. If you're strengthening the one, you're definitely strengthening the other side as well.
So you're very balanced. Even when your shoulders are not lopsided, you sort of stand up straight and tall.
Alhamdulillah. And that's what we want to be. As Muslims, we want to be standing up straight and tall.
And I think as women, we want to be stronger. Mm. We want to just be strong, not reliant on anyone. It's the way things are. You want to be able to do everything for yourself.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, like I started in my introduction where I was talking about people, feeling so lethargic most of the time, I think this would just energize you and make you feel so much more healthier.
It does. You're taking in more oxygen in your body. That alone, it will add to your energy levels within your body. But the thing is, one good thing about Pilates is when you go home at night, when it's time for you to sleep, you have the soundest sleep after that Pilates class of yours.
So well, that's another problem that's very common. You know, people cannot sleep at night anymore. And alhamdulillah, if there's something that can actually help you, why not try it?
Definitely. I mean, for 1 hour, my clients, they work. From the time they're there until the time they leave, they're constantly working. It just makes you, it makes you feel better.
Okay, another quick question with regards to Pilates. Do you need any kind of, equipment when you're doing Pilates? Do you use any form of equipment?
There are Pilates studios that use the huge Pilates equipment, such as the reformer and the Cadillac. Those are those big-looking, they almost look like hospital beds. But you can actually see where he designed those beds from his the time that maybe he rehabilitated his patients. Mm-hmm. But in my class, we mat-based. So I do use like a TheraBand. I use weights. I use a physio ball. We have different routines every few weeks. We change our routines. But it's mainly worked on the mat. I do adjust my clients within my classes to either maybe a more advanced level, something a bit easier, something that they can handle. Within my class, everyone gets adjusted to do it at their level. No one feels intimidated that, I'm not going to be able to do this exercise. You will be able to do it. I'll just adjust you so that you can manage.
Alhamdulillah. And the exercises, how often, or rather Pilates, how often do you do or should you be doing it?
I've got clients that come once a week, but my clients that come twice a week, they definitely see a bigger improvement, a faster improvement. It takes, the more you do something, the better you get at it. So I think twice a week, if you really, really want to, thrice a week, it gives you that boost.
Would you say it would be a good idea in the beginning, especially if you're a beginner, to try and come in more so that you can get used to the exercises, or doesn't it work?
You know what, in anything, consistency is the key. I have clients that come once a week, but they come consistently. They don't ever, ever cancel. I think that's the hardest thing for us, especially within our community. It's the excuses that we can make not to do something. And we can always find excuses. For everything in life, we can find excuses. But if you want to see results, and if you want to see a change, you have to be consistent. And Pilates doesn't work within 3 months. It takes at least, within the second year, you really start noticing a difference in your body. We work in with your bones. I'm working with your spine. It takes longer for your spine to start aligning up than what it would take to build a bicep. So it's definitely consistency. And you know what? That's what I must say about my older ladies. They are consistent. Consistent. They don't ever miss. They are there every single lesson. Every single lesson they are there. And that's when you realize, you know what? There must be some benefit in that. If they are coming every single time and they're not missing at all.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, what are some of the most common problems or issues that you've seen from your clients?
You know, especially with us sitting behind desks and computers, a lot of hunched shoulders. A lot of the younger ladies that are studying still, their shoulders are hunched. And you know, you don't think that, okay, when you look at a person with hunched shoulders already, you can see something's not right. But what it does do, it also puts strain on your upper back. It puts strain on your neck. That's where the headaches start. So that's a common problem. The hip problem is really common as well. Not being able to sit down in our sisterhood position. Not being able to sit down and get up. Knee problems. And another problem is sciatica. A huge problem. Everybody who I've come across, I've got a sciatica. I've got a pain. But it's just normal. Even with the sciatica, it's a nerve. It's literally a nerve that runs through your body. And the problem with sciatica is, I think people just throw it around loosely. It's your piriformis muscle. It's a muscle that extends across your back. So when this muscle is not stretched, it starts bunching up and it starts pushing against your sciatic nerve. And that's how you get sciatica, which is a shooting horrible pain. In order to eliminate that, all you got to do is keep your back flexible. Stretch out your muscles within your back and Pilates starts that for you. Even with your hip, I had a client who had hip issues. But alhamdulillah, after now, it's been about 8 months that she's with me. Her hip issues have decreased. I think, I don't know if she even feels any more pain in that hip of hers. My mom couldn't sit properly in Salah because of her hip. My hip's paining. And alhamdulillah, she's my real inspiration. I see her twice a week, every single week. She never, ever misses. Never. And when I look at her and I see how strong she is, she gives the rest of us a go.
Alhamdulillah. And if you don't mind, how old is she?
I don't think she wants me to tell you, but she's not young. She's just an amazing woman. And I, that's the thing, you know, it's good to see young people. It's easier, I suppose, to see young people, oh, they can do this, and oh, you know, they're like really strong. But when you see someone who's a bit older and you see how they've tried and how much they can do, and oh, Zaida, you know, I can do this now, and I can get up. Like, there's an exercise that we do that's a roll up. We basically, you use your abs to get you off the mat, and you're rounding over your thighs. And when they can do this, it's like, Zaida, I can finally do it, and it's all ab control.
Okay, we're just taking a short break. When we return, inshallah, we continue with our program. Stay tuned. We'll be back soon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's amazing how time flies. We've almost come to the end of the program, but what I would like you to just share with us very quickly, Zaida, is tell us a little about yourself and your experience practicing and instructing Pilates, you know, and also for people that are interested and would like to perhaps join your classes, you know, how can they contact you?
Alhamdulillah, I've been a very active person. I think from the time I was small, I was always jumping, running around. And, you know, I love running. So I think that's where my whole thing is. But I was just looking back, and I think my love for Pilates must have started from like 8 or 9 years old, when I used to do those old Jane Fonda videos. I don't know if anyone, if you've ever seen those.
Yes.
You know, I think we all, there was like an introduction to Pilates. I think that's where my love for Ikru. But you know, I've learned so much. You know, you could do the Pilates course, and you could learn all the theory and learn what a textbook tells you. But your main learning comes from your clients. You learn so much from them, and I think they are my assets. They encourage me to do better, to provide better classes for them. They just the amount of like how hard they work within my class, that is my encouragement, and that makes me feel better. So most of my learning definitely has come from my clients. Whether they've had issues with regard to a particular exercise and how to adjust them, I have learned most of my knowledge on Pilates, it's from them.
Alhamdulillah. Well, I would love to talk more. There's so much you can perhaps tell us about Pilates, but unfortunately time has run out. But if anybody would like to join your classes, you know, how can they contact you?
Definitely. I have a studio here based in Indonesia, and it's a fully equipped studio. So basically you just come dressed comfortably with your bottle of water. You need water for my classes because it does. We do tend to like get our heart rates up. But you have my contact details. Mm-hmm. If anybody needs to know, they could contact the radio station.
I can just very quickly share it with you, but we do have it at the radio station. You can contact us here too. The contact number is 084-300-3271. That's 3271, and it's at 212 Honeysuckle Avenue in Extension 3. So it's just here in Linasia.
It's
no excuse.
No excuse.
I think we all should try and join these classes and hopefully feel much healthier and much stronger also, inshallah, healthier and happier.
Gee, that's what we all try for, just to be healthy humans, just so that we can do everything with ease. Nobody wants any aches or pains in their lives.
Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khair, Zaida, for sharing all that information with us. We certainly do appreciate it very much. And I hope and I'm sure our listeners out there would just benefit from this.
Inshallah.
Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.